Thank you, Mr. President. I'm speaking on behalf of the Landmine Free 2025 campaign. I'll be brief and highlight our key input with a more comprehensive written statement for the record. First, let me thank you for the way in which you are including and involving expert civil society organisations, including this campaign. Ensuring a strong, ambitious and forward-looking outcome to the review conference is vital, and it takes all of our collective experience and commitment to make progress. We would like to echo the concerns just expressed by our colleagues at the ICRC. We are equally concerned at the number of Article 5 extensions and the slow pace of progress towards the 2025 goal. This campaign is calling for more political will, more public support, greater application of good practice and funding to achieve faster progress towards a landmine-free 2025. We would like to raise again our strong view that this section needs to include an action and indicator relating to information management. The reason we feel so strongly about this is because our members see the negative impact that poor information management systems have on effective mine action and the implementation of this convention. Improving information management must be a priority for the sector, and as the plan we will all get there together behind and deliver, it needs to be included here. Put simply, without good information management systems, we are operating in the dark at the programming level and also in the measurement of progress against this plan and convention implementation as a whole. Unless we get it right, we risk wasting time and money that this sector can ill afford, and we risk failing to plan for the effective and sustainable national management of residual risk. We support the importance attached to baselines and targets frequently raised by the GICHD. We also align ourselves with the feedback and proposals of the Gender Working Group and underline the importance of addressing the significant deficit in gender-sensitive programming and equity in this sector. We feel strongly that gender is included in the chapeau of this section, as it is critical to effective survey and clearance, as well as cross-cutting themes. We do not consider this duplication, and while we understand the need for a compact plan, we feel that 10 to 20 additional words could have a massive impact for its work, as well as 50% of the people affected by anti-personnel landmines, and indeed 50% of the planet. We'd be very happy to share a proposed form of words for you. Speaking for MAG, we add our voice to the ICRC's words relating to landmines of an improvised nature and the full application of this convention's provision to anti-personnel landmines of improvised nature. Again, this needs to include information management systems so we understand the extent of the problem, what we're dealing with, and the progress we are making. Thank you.